World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Spain are into the World Cup semifinals. But for me, the real story today is not just that they got there. It is how quickly this tournament is turning ordinary wins into visible damage, and how quickly the teams that still look alive are being asked a harder question. Can you survive the bracket without losing your shape, your calm, or the person everyone is looking at when the pressure spikes? That starts with Spain beating Belgium 2-1. Multiple match reports agreed on the result and the consequence. Spain are through, Belgium are out, and the bracket now has one less team that could talk about possibility, and one more that has actually paid the price of a quarterfinal. What I found interesting was not just that Spain advanced. It was the feeling around the way they advanced. This looked like a team that could take a high-stakes game and keep moving, even while the noise around the match kept growing. That matters, because at this stage, style is useful, but emotional control is survival. That is the real shift. And the human face of that shift was Thibaut Courtois. Follow-up coverage after the match kept circling back to his injury and to the emotional tone around Belgium's exit. When a tournament gets this deep, defeats stop feeling abstract. They land on someone. They land on the goalkeeper who cannot finish the night the way he wanted, the veteran who suddenly becomes the image people remember, the player whose body becomes part of the result. That is why Belgium's exit feels heavier than a simple quarterfinal loss. It was not just a team leaving. It felt like a contender breaking at exactly the wrong moment. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. Spain, meanwhile, now move forward with something very valuable. Proof. Not hype, not projection, not the usual conversation about talent. Proof. Yesterday's episode was partly about which favorites were beginning to look comfortable with pressure. Today, one of them has turned that question into a semifinal place. And that matters, because in this phase of the World Cup, every team is good enough to make you nervous. The difference is whether you can leave the night with your identity intact. Spain just did. That matters more than the scoreline. The next pressure point is England against Norway. And I think this game has changed shape since yesterday. Yesterday, the question was whether England could handle the emotional burden of a dangerous quarterfinal. Today, the question is whether they are solid enough to handle it if key pieces are not fully there. Several reports focused on England's injury concerns and defensive uncertainty heading into the match, even as some coverage suggested a broader fitness boost across the squad. That combination is exactly what makes England such an interesting team right now. They may still have the names, the expectation, the reputation, but knockout football is brutal when one weak area becomes visible to everyone. That is where the tension actually is. And the reason that tension feels real is Norway. Norway are no longer just the team that shocked people earlier in the knockout rounds. They are now a team that can make a favorite feel watched. That is a different kind of power. Once an underdog starts carrying belief instead of surprise, the emotional geometry of the match changes. Suddenly, England are not just trying to win. They are trying to avoid becoming the team that confirms Norway's rise. Honestly, that is where this gets interesting. The pressure does not disappear when you are the bigger name. It gets redirected straight at you. That is the real warning sign. Then there is France, and more specifically, Kylian Mbappé. I did not want to repeat yesterday's argument about France simply looking inevitable, because that would be lazy. The fresh angle today is the fitness watch. A number of reports focused on Mbappé's ankle and whether he will be fully available for the semifinal. The sourcing here is not as strong as it is on a completed match result, so this should be treated as a real question rather than a confirmed setback. But it is still important, because with stars like Mbappe, tournament stories are not only about absence, they are also about limitation. If he plays but is not fully free, France are still dangerous, but the emotional temperature changes. The team may still be excellent. The aura may feel slightly less automatic. For me, that is the real issue. That also connects to the continuity of this show. Yesterday, the question was whether France were becoming the team that made pressure look ordinary. Today, the question is what France look like if the player who makes fear travel through defenses is carrying even a small physical doubt. That is a much more interesting question. That is where the story has moved. The other major forward-looking checkpoint is Argentina against Switzerland. 2 days ago and yesterday, Argentina lived inside a bigger argument about fairness, legitimacy, and how people emotionally read Lionel Messi at this stage of the tournament. I do not think that is the main football question today. Today, the football question is simpler and sharper. Can Argentina move from symbolic gravity back into controlled execution? Preview coverage keeps pointing to that match as one of the next major tension points, and there are also suggestions of a Swiss injury concern in the background, though the details there are not strong enough to overstate. Still, the core story is clear. Argentina have reached the point where emotional weight is no longer enough. Messi is still the figure everyone watches, of course, but the challenge now is not to dominate the narrative. It is to control the next 90 minutes. That is the pressure now. And for listeners in North America, I think there is one thing worth keeping in the background, even though it is not a lead today. The tournament environment in the United States, Canada, and Mexico still matters to how this World Cup feels, but there was not a single fresh host region development strong enough in the last day to deserve forced top billing. I think that is the right editorial call. Audience waiting matters. Distortion does not. That is why we leave it there. So the shape of the day is pretty clear. Spain have converted pressure into progression. Belgium leave with Courtois carrying the emotional image of the defeat. England head toward Norway with just enough fragility to make the whole match feel unstable. Mbappé has moved from pure aura to fitness watch. Argentina are now being pushed away from symbolism and back toward execution. This is what the knockout phase looks like, when the tournament stops asking who is exciting and starts asking who can absorb damage and still look like themselves. See you tomorrow.